Blog Talk Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next.
Hold up.
New shit. Niggas like, how come? Niggas want my old shit, buy my old album. Niggas stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit, me I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that next shit. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, falling on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a groaner. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move on with the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search.
That man would say on the corner, huh?
Yeah.
I just thought that was the best place to bring in our voices, you know, on Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale. My co-host, Lady T, is the place to be. What up, T?
Hey, what's going on, my brother from another mother? What's happening?
Man, recouping from such a lovely, lovely weekend. Yeah, I mean, it was plenty of sports, plenty of rest, plenty of food, no stress type weekend. Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was a great one. It kind of geared me up for what's to come when football season actually kicks off, you know. Once football season gets going and then baseball revving it up with their playoffs and basketball, you know, coming back in for the start of their season. And it's just like every moment is something different to watch on TV. And this weekend kind of felt like that. It felt like every minute of every second it was something else on to watch and trust.
Yeah.
Your boy enjoyed it all. How was your weekend?
I was all over the place, bruh. I was baseball, football, then I was a little boxing. The UFC came on. I was all over the place. I was in heaven. WNBA. Oh, my mistakes got put out. I was so sad. Oh. I was all over the place, bro, but I was loving it. I was loving life. Sports world is here.
No doubt. I was kind of bummed about those Mystics as well, but they just didn't, you know. I don't know. As I watched them play, they just didn't seem to come with everything. You know what I mean? It just looked like something was missing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know, it just wasn't their year. It just wasn't their year. Seattle turned out to be a little more ready and they showed, you know, that they were a little more ready. So, you know, congratulations to those young ladies and We'll see y'all next year. You know what I'm saying? Or down the road or whatever you want to say. You know, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? the boxing. What boxing match was on this weekend? Because I heard and I even tried to find it, but I just couldn't find it. You know,
it was okay.
But I got a Fire Stick now. You know.
Oh, that's right. My bad. My oh,
you know.
That's right.
So
I see you just moving on up. You old George Jefferson over there.
Yeah. Some people may say that. I was trying to you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just not fully adapt to the fire stick yet, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we'll get into that. I know you'll be able to tell me what was what, because I hate that I missed that. And we have Marcus on, so I'm pretty sure Marcus will be able to hold a great, great conversation with you on that. Okay, y'all. Today on Tales Corner, we'll be discussing the MLB AL and NL division standing. The division standing. They, guess what? They've changed. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. NBA news and rumors, the Miami Heat and their player return. We're going to talk a little bit about the Knicks and their preferred player talk. And we're going to talk about LeBron and the criticism that he's taken on. And we're going to talk about four non-playoff teams last season that may surprise us and make it to the playoffs this season, okay? Four non-playoff teams from last year that will possibly make it this year, okay? NFL, Raiders make roster moves. Panthers named their quarterback for this 22-23 season. And the Bills punt a punter. Washington football team activated some much needed help on offense. And plenty more involving the NFL. We're going to discuss it all here on this episode of Kale's Corner. Plus, whatever you guys, you know, bring to the bring to the corner. We're definitely going to get involved and get in with all of that. Lady T, did I miss anything? Did I get everything?
And we're going to also discuss Lady T's pick'ems, the winner.
Yeah, see?
Lady T's pick'ems.
See what I'm saying, y'all? My mind just be gone, y'all. It just be gone. Right. So we're going to discuss the winner of last week's Lady T's Pick'em. You know what I mean? So if you were one of the ones that made picks last week, stick around because you may be the winner. And again, like we said, guys, right now while we're in preseason, mode with Lady T's Pick'em. It doesn't cost anything to play, and you're not going to win anything except for bragging rights, like Tang had all last week, the bragging rights. So,
exactly.
Yeah. that's going to be our second hour, right, Treats? When we get into football, we'll discuss that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's everything, right, T?
That's everything.
That's everything. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick one. It's 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And we get back, we're going to dive into this MLB baseball, man. All right. Buckle up. Let's go.
It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel they sell. And I watched the stone drop. The
kill they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? Just a new crack on a new stove. I'm in two, though. True that. They telling me you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bitch, you suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more.
Y'all forgive me. Please forgive me. I really have to remember no Kanye West at all. And no collaborations with Kanye. No music from Kanye. I mean, yeah. Forgive me for that. MLB, as it stands, the AL East, of course, the Yankees at 74-48 with a .007 winning percentage. The AL Central, the Guardians at 64-56, .533 winning percentage. AL West, we have the Astros at 78-45 with a .634 percentage. NL East is the Mets at 79-44 with a .642 percentage. NL Central, there's the Cardinals, 69-51 with a .575 win percentage. And the NL West is the Dodgers at 84-36 with a .700 win percentage. All right. Telling you, it more and more I look at this thing, it's really looking like the Dodgers and the Yankees to me. I'm serious. The Dodgers and the Yankees look like they're going to end up battling for it all come October. You know, is that just me? You know,
I can't leave the Astros out, bro. The Astros doing. I mean, the Yankees. The Yankees just lost like 8 games in a row, and then they won. And then they won a walk-off, grand slam walk-off, like 2 nights ago. And then they lost a game, and then they won another game. So the Yankees are doing okay, but the Astros are doing it up. Because the Yankees lost 48 games, and the Astros only lost 45 games.
45. Yeah. I'm with that.
So I just can't leave the Astros out right now. They playing some good ball. I mean, I know Dusty, he always fold, you know what I'm saying? Like he get ready to bid at any moment, you know what I'm saying? But right now they look pretty good, bro. Losses under 10, the Astros are 6-4, and the Yankees are 4-6.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, I'm trying my hardest to just let the past be the past and stick with the future. But it's hard for me to trust the Astros. Well, really, it's hard for me to trust Dusty Baker. There, I said it. It is so hard for me to trust Dusty Baker now. I mean,
you know,
it seems like if there's a mistake to be made, Dusty is going to make it. You know, and I just, it's hard to trust them. It's real hard to get fully behind the Astros because I think about the Nationals under Dusty Baker.
Mm-hmm.
We basically had the same team that what's the Nationals owner? Ramirez. No, our owner. Our manager now.
Martinez.
Martinez, exactly. There we go. We basically had the same team with Dusty. That Martinez found a way to. Now, some say Martinez just stepped back and let the team do their thing. Others say that it was his managing calls which helped the team. We'll never know. Mm-hmm. Only thing we know is they were champions. And with under Dusty Baker, they weren't. They weren't. So, you know, I if it's just to kill the stigma on Dusty, go Astros. Because I don't want that to be a part of Dusty's legacy. You know, great manager, even better man, but can't win. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard.
Yeah.
Like 57 say, said the other day, Kel, don't root for my Yankees, because since you've been rooting, they've been losing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to root for anyone, but I'm hopeful that the Astros find a way to get it done. You with me?
I swear, if the Dodgers win it, I'm going to lose my bottom half. And if the Yankees win, we ain't going to hit the end of it from 57. It's going to be over for us.
You know, I think about that all the time. It haunts me.
Mm.
It really haunts me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely going to be.
And I know he's listening right now, old Huckleberry.
Yeah. Yeah, here you go. Let's bring him on in. Let's bring him on in. Get, you know, take
come
out.
Come on here, Huckleberry.
Come on, Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
There you go.
I'm
that's
tell
what
you something.
My Huckleberry.
What's up, sis? What's up, Kale?
Hey, brother.
Everybody hanging out on the corner, on Kale's corner today. Let me tell you something. We literally.
Oh, Lord.
Count it down, sis. Count it down.
Okay.
We literally.
Okay.
We literally went in the toilet the night that Kale said, I'm looking for the Yankees to do it all. Tell the truth. We've been stinking up the joint ever since that night, man. So I'm sitting up here listening to the two of y'all talk, and I hear Kale going, sis, it looks like, Lady T, it looks like the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'm going, please don't say Yankees, Kale. Please don't say Yankees. even though, like Sis said, we've had the worst percentage that we've ever had in the history of the Yankees team coming back from All-Star break, losing wise. We're the worst in the major leagues right now. In MLB for losing percentage coming back from All-Star break. Even though, and I hate we did it against Scherzer last night because I like Max, but we needed that win last night. Whether we continue or not, like Sis said, is another thing. We got to see. We actually got to see what's going to happen because we're not looking good right now.
Because I'm going to tell you, the Orioles are going down hill. Even though they're 11 games back, they are winning games. The Blue Jays winning games and the Rays winning games. The only one, I mean, the ball y'all got a tough little league right there. Y'all, it's tough. Y'all, because it's the Yankees, the Rays, the Jays, the Orioles, and the Red Sox.
I was about to say,
and
look at Baltimore now.
Baltimore.
Look how Baltimore looked back in May. Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your division is hard.
Yeah.
We were promised great baseball, and, hey, they signed their damnedest to give it to us. Let's take another call, bring in Brother Lou. What's happening, Lou? What's going on with you?
Tight division is right. I haven't seen it this late in a very long time. Even with the Orioles, it's been the first.
Really?
A favorable joke for the last 2.5 decades have stepped up this year. But I'll say since the trade deadline, the Yankees, you know, haven't been the same team. And, of course, getting rid of, you know, one good player and sending in a second-rate banana, well, that's what you get. Sometimes you get that, a second-rate banana.
Okay. So who is this banana that you're referring to, sir? I mean, what player is the banana?
I forget his name, but every time that can really set up, you know, with the problem with the trade is, you know, you have a good lineup, but then you have to trade somebody to get somebody else, and it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really stack out sometimes. The trade deadline can really, you know, change your season quite a bit. You can be in first place for like six games 1 week, and you could be 3 out of 500 by the time of the 2 week period. So it really can change a lot. I mean, look at the Braves last year. They were like, almost forgotten by the time June came around. And then when the trade deadline came around, they just went on a surge and won the World Series.
Fact.
Right. Yeah, true.
That is true.
It means a lot. So if you think it doesn't mean much, then you might want to think again. And the Mets better watch out, too, because the Braves are really are making moves, too.
I was going to say the same thing, Lou.
They're making a move.
They're 3 games behind the Mets.
Remember what it was a month ago?
The first place.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper got to be kicking himself in the pants.
If you guys remember, we all, as a group, as a collective, said that the division is what it is right now at this moment, but there are going to be changes because of the way that certain teams were playing and how they were going about their business. We all said that, you know, things would change, and we're seeing it right now. We're seeing those changes, and you know, I for one am excited because with being honest with baseball, it's exciting for some, the people who really know the game. But for people who don't know the game, they need something to bring that added interest. And the division leaders switching back and forth and this team coming close to that team and all of that is exciting. All of it is exciting. So we're definitely getting more of an interest into baseball. And I, for one, I love it. I absolutely love it, you know. Only thing would make it better if my team was a part of it. But, hey, we're having a fire sale. We
in the National?
Yeah, we got a big old foot sale sign down there at Nats Park. So, you know. But, hey, I can look at other teams and acknowledge their greatness. So, you know, hey, man, come this playoff season with baseball. It should be something very, very interesting. Let's take another call. Brother Tang, what up, Tang?
Kills,
what's happening, Tang?
Much love and respect. What's up, Tang? What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T? 57, Lou, how y'all doing today?
What's happening with you?
Oh, man, enjoying this beautiful weather out here.
No doubt. No
I hear y'all
doubt.
Talking about this back. Yeah, I hear y'all talking about this baseball. I'm going to stick with Miss T on one thing. Don't want the Yankees to win. Because I know I'm definitely not going to stop hearing it. And I'm just going to keep on saying what I've been saying. I'm rolling with Mook in them, man. And Trey Turner.
Mook in them. Come
I'm
on,
going
man.
With them, man. Sean,
Mookie?
Mook. Mookie Beck.
Mookie Beck.
Going with Mook in them, man. That's what I'm going with. So if I do run into 57, I will be able to talk a little trash with him here and there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dodgers ain't going to even make it to the World Series.
Don't do that, 57.
Wow. Listen to me.
Oh, wow.
The Dodgers got a gauntlet to run through. They got a gauntlet to run through over there. And they got to play the Mets. They ain't going to make it to the World Series, bro. Not if they got to play the Mets, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the Mets look good. The Mets
they were looking better.
You ain't lying about that. Now, if
the Dodgers are sporting the best record in MLB right now.
It's like going into the ring against the champ. You Buster Douglas against Mike Tyson. It don't matter if you on target that night, and everything is working for you, and the champ stuff ain't on, you can knock him out. And the Dodgers, the Mets got everything. Even in a tight game, the Mets are scrapping it out. The Mets got a great team right now. I ain't gonna say what they're gonna look like in a month, but right now they got a great team.
They do, but one thing about them Dodgers, man, everybody just that bat just hitting that ball, man. Everybody hitting it. Mookie don't stop hitting.
Yeah.
No. Mookie likes Scherzer, having that attitude on your team.
They're going to be ready for Scherzer. But like you say, 57, if they go through that gauntlet like that and they come up with the Mets, that's going to be a tough one right there. But when they do beat them, look out.
Yeah. I say the same thing.
Let's bring on Brother Marcus, see what he has to say about this. Yeah. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, bro?
What it do,
hey, Marcus?
How y'all doing? What it do?
Man, you already know who in this corner having the ball.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I don't have much to say about baseball at all, my brother. That's not my area of expertise.
Okay.
All right.
I just support the home team. That's it.
Right. Yeah, it would have been great if they were there. I said that earlier. I'm going to say it again, man. It just don't seem right without them boys in the mix. But, again, man, we're in the middle of a huge sale. So, you know, this is what happened when you sell, and all we got to look forward to is next season, how these boys come back out there and show themselves, you know. But for right now, you know, and I'm going to say it again, them Dodgers and them Yankees look like they on a head-on collision for each other. I'm dead serious. Let's take another call. Go ahead.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell y'all how I really feel about this whole thing. The Dodgers might be headed to the World Series. And they might look like a juggernaut right now, but we don't anymore. We look like a team that's struggling to find out who we are. And if we don't get this thing together soon, we're going to be in the playoffs and out of the playoffs, beaten by a team with a lesser record that put together a small ball and home run hitting escapade and knocked us out. We right now, if we're not hitting home runs, we can't win the game.
I hear you.
I've been there 57, so I know exactly what you're saying. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kale. I'm sorry.
277, you're on the corner. Tell us your name and where you call it from, but just whatever.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Doobie from the Beltway. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up, dude? Long time no hear from. How have you been?
I know. It's been a minute. I just wanted to say, as the gentleman before just said, I'm not too into the baseball as of late, but one thing is basketball and football.
Okay.
I have been have been, you know, somewhat interested in the Little League championship ball games.
Yeah.
And the, right. What I'm hearing, you know, the kids are really going at it on the mound there. So I'm just hoping the best team wins that and it goes the standard set of games. I think it's going best out of seven. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to watch a little bit of the Little League games, and I'm telling you, it's very, very exciting watching these young men, you know, grow up every pitch by pitch, and you know, actually, you know, baseball, the Little League baseball, it reminds me more of what Little League sports came from. You understand what I'm saying? The winner gets a trophy, and the loser gets a congratulations. Try harder next year. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
as opposed to giving everybody a trophy. Yeah.
Exactly. And I know some people don't appreciate that, and they feel like, well, everyone should get a trophy. Everyone doesn't win. And Little League baseball still honors that to me. And I appreciate, I truly appreciate that, because sports is supposed to be about driving, pushing, and getting the most that you can from a child. You know, Little League sports, rather. It's supposed to be about driving and pushing and getting the most that you can. And in an era that it has turned to a everybody receives a trophy, it's good to see baseball still stick to and remain the winners are celebrated type Little League sport, you know? I was noticing that when I was watching the Little League game that, some of those little boys, they left the field with tears. They left the field with tears, but tears are motivation. Tears are motivation pushing you toward greatness.
Yeah, that's your fuel for fire.
Exactly.
My only thing with the World Series for this year that I had an issue with was why did the white teammates, I'm going to call it because that's what it say in the report, why did the white teammates feel the need to pick cotton from out of the stuffed toy animals and cover the little black boy head with all of the cotton pickings from the inside, the stuffings from inside of the animal. Now, listen, I like Little League baseball, but when you grown enough to do that, show that level of compassion for another human being, for what we've gone, black people have gone through in this country with cotton. Like, why are you covering this little boy head with some cotton? That teed me off a little bit. That turned me away from, because then announcers was like, oh, look at the boys will be boys. I guess they're having fun. The little boy, he wasn't having no fun. And if little black boy that had his head covered, see, that little boy probably was timid, shy. You know, his mama probably put him in Little League to get him some confidence. And look what happened.
Yeah, they just blow that down.
That's
not good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't advise the parents of this young man.
it goes to show us that there's still a modicum of ignorance out here in the world that we live in, you know, and that's not please, nobody take that as me excusing that, because those little boys should be suspended and their family reprimanded, dealt with for having that, and those commentators, they should be fined as well. They should be fined as well for making it seem like they go along with that type of behavior.
With that type of behavior, it's like they're condoning that.
And for some kids, all they need to see is, okay, they with it, so it must be all right. When it's absolutely, completely wrong. It's absolutely, completely wrong. And I hope that that young man's parent, I hope that they go full throttle at Little League Baseball.
I'll be suing everybody.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I hope that they come full throttle. Exactly.
They won't do that again.
And those commentators, I can't believe. It's amazing to me. These men would just say, "Rush it off as boys will be boys." Are you crazy?
That's what they said. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And he just looked so humiliated. Like his head was hung down. Nobody was coming to his aid. He just was looking defeated at that moment. Mm-hmm. He just looked so defeated. He was, what, he got to be 12, 10 at the moment.
Oh,
yeah,
you know that.
Look
out. Yeah, yeah.
I just felt a deep hurt in my heart for him. That just wasn't fair to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
But
God got that. He gonna handle that. So okay.
Yeah, but amen, you know what? Let me say this. Okay. We all know God got that. We do know that. But it's high time that some earthly repercussions goes on for some of these actions. We know God. We have all faith in God that will be dealt with. But there needs to be some tangible earthly penalty for this crap. Because it's sick.
You want some immediate justice.
Immediate. You want to act a fool right now? We're going to punish you right now.
Yep.
That whole thing should have been removed. You know why?
Which is what?
Because I'm showing other teams that this type of behavior will not be tolerated. Exactly. MLB will not stand by and watch this type of
behavior. I got you.
That's
terrible.
I appreciate that young man. I appreciate that young man who didn't react, because he had all rights to get up and knock the hell out of either one of those little boys that was doing that to him. So kudos to that young man for keeping his head through the humiliation, you know? Enough can't be said about that, because as a grown man, I would have lost it. As a grown it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous, y'all. You know, it seems
so many
like
levels.
we feel like we're moving forward, and then here comes some idiot stuff to push us right back. You know what I mean? So I hope that everyone involved will be dealt with properly. Okay.
Yeah,
I hope they're dealt with properly, and hopefully that young man is not turned off to Little League baseball, you know.
Right.
You know, because that.
And
that
praying he don't do something to himself.
Exactly. That as well. You know. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. 563-999-3782 When we come back, we're going to have Brother Marcus with his Tuesday health tip, right? Tuesday health tip.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please.
Oh, man, I want to get away. I want to. Oh, we got.
Yes.
Come on, Marcus.
What's going on, people?
What's happening, Marcus?
Hey, man, before y'all took that break and y'all was having that conversation about that, man, y'all know how I am, man. I was a little upsetting. Gotta get my mind back straight, but. Today, you guys, yeah, man, I was, you know, y'all know me, man, the people that know me, know
right.
To this, deep into that whole conversation, man, but on a lighter note, man, let's talk about some healthy stuff, man, let's talk about some health stuff.
Okay.
Check this out, man. Today, I want to cover good fats and bad fats, the difference between the two, how you can burn them off, easily. The best way to burn them off, even in your latter years, even being older, you know, the body burns off fat a lot easier when you're young, when you got a high metabolism. So let's talk about good fats and bad fats. Everybody, you want to stay away from monosaturated fats. People who don't know, those are fats like canola oil, soybean oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, safflower oil, grapeseed oil, margarine, cottonseed oil, especially that cottonseed oil, and peanut oil. Types of fat. Now, understand, all fats are not bad. They're actual, really, really good fats. Fats that help your digestive system. Things that help the body process food better. Polyunsaturated fats are the good fats that you need to consume, found in different types of fish like salmon. All right, this is what the thing about polyunsaturated fats that you need to know, it releases a chemical to the brain that tells your body that you've eaten enough food. It keeps you from overeating. This helps with the digestion system as well. It helps break down fat. It helps break down and give you energy, and helps break down soluble fibers. I don't know, a lot of times we have this thing where people say add fiber to your diet. There are different types of fiber. Soluble fiber is the fiber that you want that helps your bowels to move, but you can't really break it down unless you have good fats, which are polyunsaturated fats. So here's what you all got to know about the difference between these fats. You really have to pay attention to the back of everything, like I said before. You got to read the back. You got to see what's in it, right? A lot of times the names will be disguised. So you're looking for the difference between poly and mono, and it'll be on the back of there. But really read the details of, and you know what, Therese? I'm gonna send you a list, and maybe you can post that on put that on your live real quick. I'm gonna send you the list of the good fats and the bad
okay.
fats, so people can know the difference.
Okay.
Okay. It's really important because, like I said, you'll think you're doing something good, and the whole time you're really doing something bad. When you're eating these monosaturated fats, right, these monosaturated fats create visceral fat. And what you all need to know about visceral fat, if you've ever heard this terminology, visceral fat is around the abdominal cavity, right? It's located near vital organs, mm-hmm. like the liver, the stomach, and intestines. So it's what gives you that extra hard, swollen look around the midsection. Even though you don't have actual fat on the outside, you have fat deep on the inside. And a lot of times the diseases that a lot of people get are hidden in that fat. So you guys, that's my tip, my Tuesday tip.
Okay.
Any questions?
Now, I have a question. The good fat,
okay.
What foods actually have this good fat in it that I can consume?
Yes, sir.
Besides
yes,
sir. The
so,
fish.
Good fats. All right. So good fats are butter, something called tallow. I don't really know what tallow is, but I know what the next one on the list is ghee. A lot of Middle Eastern food is made with ghee. Coconut,
mm-hmm.
coconut milk also has oil in it, you know what I mean? And it's a good fat. Coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil, fish oil, and eggs. Now, the thing about good fats that you all need to know, that good fats also have amino acids. And amino acids help break down and burn fat. So even though they are fat themselves, those amino acids turn around and burn fat, the bad fat.
Okay.
So look.
Wow.
Let me add this too, so y'all know. It's almost virtually impossible to avoid all of this stuff. You know what I mean? And do it perfectly. But if and when you exercise, you know, a couple times out the week, make sure that you are getting that exercise in and pushing your heart rate, because all of these things actually fight heart disease, fight all of these diseases that are embedded and created by these different foods that we consume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I was taking those on notes.
Yeah, open up the line. Yeah, anyone have any questions? Now's your time. Go ahead. You're live with Marcus. No questions? So everybody over here eating healthy. The only one that's eating fats and all that crap that ain't no good for them. Okay. Well, hey.
Marcus, no, I listen. And everything he said, I listen, man, because I'm already doing it, man. I've been doing it for a minute, man. I'm just listening.
That's what's up.
Then, like, when he said that time.
I don't have no questions either, Marcus, because I eat what he eats. So that's the cook. So I don't got no choice. I ain't really got no choice.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I got to get some questions in.
Any online questions, Tree?
I was just asking them too. I was like, y'all got any questions online? Y'all better come on with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcus, how many? Because I noticed you said when you said working out, how many days of the week do you actually recommend working out? You know, to help burn that fat.
So let me tell you like this, man. The idea, the way the body works is a lot of people feel like they have to do a lot of exercise. So you should try to get a consistent regimen of exercise every day. Just your basic exercise, mm-hmm. like walking, you know, taking a nice little walk with the family. It don't have to be intense. But I believe that at least 3 to 4 times out of a 7-day week, you need to do something that pushes the heart rate. So at least 20 mm-hmm. minutes of something that pushes your heart rate past that regular exercise that you do, such as walking. So in my opinion, and actually proven, man, because my clients are doing very well, you know what I'm saying? But the fact remains, you don't have to exercise for a whole hour intensely. So you want your heart rate to get your heart rate up to at least 160 beats per minute. You understand what I'm saying? 160 beats per minute. When you get your heart rate up to 160 beats per minute around that range, not letting it drop down too low, keeping it up there for about 15 to 20 minutes, that's good enough. What that does is that really, really pushes the heart rate way up, and it builds that strength and it burns off that fat. The other trick of this, man, and I'm giving y'all the keys here, carbohydrates is the number one thing that it helps with energy, but carbs actually take a long time to break down before it gets to the mm-hmm. fat. You gotta burn off the carbs before it can even burn off fat. So that's why it's recommended that you work out for 45 minutes to an hour, because it takes at least 30 minutes to burn off all the carbs. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So Betty online says she needs to eat right and get her A1C down. She said, but she's been controlling it and staying under 7. But I just went over, don't want to be put on medication.
Okay. Her A1, she says she's trying to control her A1C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she has high blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay. So like I was saying, a lot of the things that deal with blood pressure besides stress is the diet. And like I said, a lot of times you'll be thinking you're doing something good, but the whole time you're not doing something good at all. You're doing it in reverse. Like a lot of people thought that you should be eating margarine over butter. For years, people thought margarine was better than butter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's supposed to be made from a better oil, but it's not. Butter is better than margarine. You know what I mean?
She said she's a diabetic.
Okay. You said she's a diabetic?
Yeah, she's a diabetic.
So now we're talking sugars. Now we're talking sugars. So we're talking maintaining. We're talking about making sure her sugar levels are balanced, you know, controlling the sugar levels. You said she's type 2?
Yeah, that was. Every time you say something, she writes something else. I'm reading what she writes.
Right. So like I was saying, I mean, when it comes to See, I wanted to talk about just the consumption of fat and the difference between good and bad fats. You know, when you start getting into the sugar, when you start getting into the sugar, it's really, really hard. It's just like reading the back and focusing on what's in the food, you know, knowing what's in the food, because you could actually mess your sugars up by eating too much fruit, you know, and that's good sugar. That's not even bad sugar. You know what I'm saying? So so exercise is really important too when it comes to being a diabetic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She exercises a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
You said she actually.
She said she exercises a lot every day, actually.
So. Okay. Yeah, that would definitely help regulate it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. She agreed with you.
I'm gonna tell you, man. You know, I was talking with my coworkers today, and we were actually talking this subject. And I was like, you know, the fat I have, I love. You know, it's not bad fat. And they were like, Matt, how do you know it's not bad fat? You know, so I'm going back tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going back tomorrow with my guns loaded, yo. I'm going back with the guns loaded tomorrow. They ain't going to mess with me, Joe. Yeah, Matt got good
fat. What you mean, Kel?
What?
What you mean? What you mean guns loaded?
Because, they was talking about my, you know, they was saying my stomach was too big. I need to lose some of my, huh?
But that's visceral fat. That's abdominal fat. That's visceral fat. That's where the danger zone is, brother. They wasn't lying to me.
Well, let me add this victory, Marcus.
I was about to say, let him just hold on, y'all. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be right back. Thank you, Marcus, for that health tip, good fat, bad fat. We'll be right back. And let's do 2 and 2. That means 2 minutes, 2 seconds. 563-999-3782. I'm just kidding. We'll be right back. 30 seconds.
You know what? I'm going to just go on. Marcus, I'm going to call you and have a conversation with you, bro. I like my stomach. and my lady love my stomach. Come on, Lady T.
And I'm going to tell you guys, listen, if you guys want to get in contact with Marcus, you guys can use his services because he is a personal coach. He's a boxing coach if you guys want to take up that. And he's a certified nutritionist specialist. If you guys want to get in touch with him, he has a shop. It's called Godhead Body, 571-482-9037. You guys, if you need any more tips, they might cost you. But if y'all, you know, I don't know. Y'all got to work that out with him. Come on, Kim. So what are we doing next? We doing
boxing. I want to hear you.
Anybody see it? Anthony Joshua fight?
I saw it.
I didn't see the whole thing. Because,
yeah,
you know,
it
was so much stuff on, I was trying to watch everything.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to tell y'all, I do not like Anthony Joshua. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Anthony Joshua, but I force myself to watch him.
Oh.
So
okay.
The thing is, both of them look like sloppy bumps. The heavyweight division is very disappointing. It's not like it used to be. They used to be crisp heavyweight fighters. These fighters now, they sloppy. They unskilled. They just got good chins. So they make it. Usyk is like 20-0 now, right?
Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
two of the fights were against Anthony Joshua, which was an easy win because he got a little bit. He just got a tad bit more skill than Anthony Joshua, you know. And to keep it real, Anthony Joshua, something's going on with his conditioning, man. Because the last few fights that he's had, he just run out of steam. He don't have enough steam because he could have beat Usyk this fight. He really could.
Yeah, because it was like he ran out of gas. That's what I wanted to say. Like, it was like the car just stopped.
But that's a lot of it has to do with his conditioning, man. I'm telling you, his condition is bad. You know, I'm a conditioning coach. Like, that's one of my specialties, you know. And when you look at this boy, he don't have no more left. He's doing something wrong in the camp. And that's a testament to whatever's going on inside of his camp. Like, he need a new camp, bro. Like, seriously.
Too muscular?
Yeah, when you got a lot of muscle, it's hard for you to maintain it. He's super robotic. You don't have like that looseness needed to snap that jab, like, you know what I'm saying, and move like he's supposed to. That boy was moving on him like he's supposed to move on him. Usyk is moving on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anthony Joshua always looks stiff to me. That's why I don't like him. And I feel like him, you know, along with I got a laundry list of them dudes, man. They some trash to me. I don't even understand.
I know everybody didn't see this fight, but I don't even know if everybody saw the next fight, and it wasn't boxing, but it was UFC. Usman and what's the other guy's name? Tell me out. Wait.
You said Usman.
Because Usman was supposed to win that fight. Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards. That's his name. Leon Edwards. And he was winning. Like, I watch Usman all the time, and I really like him as a fighter. And he was winning the fight, you guys. Like, it was 1 minute left in the whole entire fight. And he was winning, and the guy, Edwards, he faked like he was, you know, throwing a punch, like a 1-2 punch. He faked him out. And when he moved his head, when I tell you he kicked him so hard in his face, he was out. The dude, he was out before he hit the ground. He was out. That was the hardest hit I ever seen somebody get hit, kicked in their face in my life.
Hey, you know what? That is why UFC MMA is taking over boxing, because you see things like this. We see real knockouts. We see guys stepping in that ring and we know someone, unless it's like that fight we was watching over your house, T, where dude went to kick the other dude and broke his own leg.
Oh,
I know we were over stay out.
Yeah.
We were over stay out watching that one.
I know, I seen that fight,
and,
too. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but other
that
than
was
that,
talk.
Yes. You know someone's getting knocked out. You know that it's not going to disappoint. Someone will lose. It's not going to be no draw. It's not going to be no preliminary decision. And, you know, no. You lost, and that's all it is to it. So I think that's why a big reason why, you know, they have taken over when it comes to the fight game. Because, as a society, we are more into carnage. We're more into defeat, you know?
Yeah.
And boxing, I want to see knockouts, man. I want to see knockouts. That's what the pay-per-view is for.
It's a good fight. At least a good fight. Like, you at least fighting back. I mean, some punches landing. Ain't nobody y'all just squaring each other up the whole time we in here. I'm leaning on you, you leaning on me. I ain't got to hit somebody. Like, shoot, before I turn the channel.
But you know, Kel, if I could just add a little piece to what you're saying, bro, the truth of the matter is the same reason that you just mentioned about boxing as opposed to MMA or UFC, that's the same reason why it's not going to take over, because it cannot be bought. It can't be – you can't cheat it. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, you got to think about it. Like,
yes.
Boxing, you can have phantom punches in boxing. Ain't no phantom stuff going on in MMA right now. You know what I'm saying?
None.
Phantom tap out. Yeah, and you can literally fake a fight. You know what I'm saying? You can fake a fight.
Yeah.
But you can't fake a fight in MMA, which means when you start talking about the betting world, it's so unpredictable. It's like, you know, betting world is all about odds.
Right.
It's all about the odds. And a lot of people stand to lose a lot of money and stuff like this. Whoever actually put their money on Edwards, they made a killing last night.
Facts.
Or the other night. They made a killing. And that ultimately that takes from the house, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I think that has a lot to do with why boxing ain't gonna go nowhere for a while.
Well,
that's a lot. That's a whole mouthful right there, bro. That was a whole mouthful. Jeez,
Yeah. But I mean, as far as viewership, you know, I know me as a boxing fan. I love boxing. I love to watch boxing. But I appreciate MMA. I appreciate that MMA fight game, because, like you said, you can't fake in that. You have to bring what's necessary to win. You know, plenty of times, like you say, in boxing, I have seen guys that look like they you know, concede the win to someone else, and I'm like, why? Come on, man. What are y'all doing? What is this for real? You know? So, yes. I don't know. When is the next big fight to come up? Anybody have that by any chance?
I think it's the Wilder fight in October.
See, then you talk about a sloppy. You talk about a sloppy unorthodox heavyweight. You talk about a sloppy, unorthodox heavyweight. That is Wilder in a nutshell. That's Wilder in a nutshell.
Yeah, he'll fucking bump.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is the next.
I'm sorry, Kim. And the the guy that Joshua was just fighting, he called out somebody too. He's supposed to be like great, turn around and fight again. I'm gonna look it up while y'all talk. But that's what it was.
I mean, I you know, the fact that Wilder is the next big thing.
Oh, Dirty said Triple G versus Canelo.
Okay, my bad.
Triple
Dirty.
G versus
I meant to bring
Canelo.
You. Come on, Dirty, you in? You live with us? You live with us? My bad.
Dirty, so take your phone on mute.
Hello. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Go ahead, tell me who
fight.
Who you say?
No, I was just saying the next big, like, major fight, I believe, is going to be Canelo versus that Triple G fight. I think that's in, like, September, I believe, the 25th or the 23rd, somewhere in between there.
Okay.
But I think that's the next big fight.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well,
after that fight, like, October, it's going to be that Tyson Fury. I mean, that Wilder fight. I keep saying Tyson Fury. That Wilder fight is in October.
Yeah, I don't think Wilder is still. See, Wilder is still not a big name no more. He messed his name up. You know, he messed his name up. Nobody don't really want to see Wilder like that no more. Everybody want to see Tank Davis. He's the knockout king now. Nobody, they not impressed with Wilder no more. He didn't let the black people down. Nobody ain't buying that no more. He didn't let us down. Man.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when
Wilder, when
you come out with an excuse that your gear was too much for you, you were exhausted. Walk into the ring with all, well, bruh, you chose to wear that stuff.
You chose to
don all that junk. Nobody, and how it helped you look good coming to the ring, but how did it help you fight? It didn't.
Yeah, no.
You know,
that's
didn't. So,
fight October 15th, he fought somebody named Robert Hellenis.
Yeah, see, nobody
ain't no question in nobody's mind that he gonna fight right after Tyson Fury announced his retirement.
Let me say this. The heavyweight was coming back. The heavyweight division was coming back. What messed it up was when Anthony Joshua had lost to the little fat guy. What's his name? I can't think of it. What's his name?
Yeah.
That's what messed up the whole division. Yeah, Ruiz. Yeah, that's what messed up the whole division. Because at one point, it was a crash course for all these guys to fight. I don't like Anthony Joshua, by the way, also. I don't like him even, Marcus. When you seen him fight last night, the other day, and he lost, you seen when he threw the belt? Did you see that?
I'm gonna tell you how I watch his fights is on fast forward, bro. I watch it after the fight. I can't watch his fights because he's so slow. I can't watch that stuff. Like you gotta know, like I get irritated when I watch fighters like him and him and Wilder. Him and Wilder, it just irritates me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, Ruiz. Like you mentioned Ruiz, which I gotta know about Ruiz. That boy shifts. He been a gym rat his entire life. He's that guy that get you ready. He's that guy to get you ready for your fight.
You think he's gonna be there
like? So he about to fight somebody, but he not fighting Wilder.
Yeah, he's fighting somebody. It seemed like somebody with, like, the same type of name, too. I can't think of it, though. But, yeah, I seen him. He about to fight, too.
Yeah,
And on that note, y'all, we love boxing. We love UFC. We love MMA. And we hope it all just stay right where it is. But on that note, you guys, we're going to some football when we come right back from these breaks. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I see you, big bro. I'm Achilles. Yeah. Straight off the block with it. Eagle Street to be specific. I peepin' at you, peepin' different. I pay my dues, you keep the difference. I can see the end in the beginning. So I'm not racing, I'm just sprinting. Cause I don't wanna finish. They diminish, I replenish. Scientific, I'm out the world. I wear bright red like a girl toe. No homo. Fingernails dirty. I've been counting dirty money since 12:30. 8 a.m. weigh them. If they shot, take them right back and spray him. Amen. Yeah, I just do my way. And every time I do it, I do my thing. Yeah, believe that. Like a true
story. Like a true story. I'm sorry, dude. I got caught up. I got caught up. Lil Wayne got
me. I was just saying, bro, I love this one.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bro, I love this one. All right, y'all want to hear my Lady T pickups now, or do you, what y'all want to do? What you want to do? Can you want to hear them now, or do you want
to? I want to hear them yesterday.
Hey, look, guys, let me just tell y'all one quick thing. Every time from this point on, you guys, if y'all want Marcus tips, they'll be on Kale's Corner on Facebook under, you know, in the group chat. So you guys can find it there, okay? And all his information. Now, with that being said, you guys, let's get to these Lady T pick-ups, Lady T pick-ups. All right, we're going to start at the bottom, guys, like we always do. We're going to start at the bottom. Six picks correct, you guys. Six picks correct. We have 007. 007 got six picks. Moving right along at nine picks, you guys. We have the twin power. That would be Kale and Big Boy. With the twin power deactivate. Boom. They got nine picks. All right, you guys. With 10 picks, we have another duo. I mean, they brothers, but they just got different mamas. Tang and Kirby. Tang and Kirby with 10 picks. Now, if you guys have not heard your name, that means you are still in the running to be the winner. All right, moving right along. At 11 picks, you guys, 11 picks. We have a three-way with the 11 picks, and it's all women. Ow! Lady T, Reese, and Betty online got 11 picks,
Bama,
guys.
Bama, and Mama Betty is the only one that ain't a Bama. All the rest of y'all Bamas. Go ahead.
And if you haven't heard your name yet and you know you played this game, that means you know you are still in the winnings, and that will be at 12 picks, you guys, 12 picks. I just hate to say this. Darius is our winner. Darius is the winner, you guys.
You know, I don't pick with emotion. I like to say this. I like to thank everybody that played. I don't do this with feelings. I don't do this with any, you know, this is just my mind, you know. Congratulations to all the contestants. Try again next week. I'm going to be here again. Respect everybody.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, bro, ain't nothing like a mother's love. I heard the smile on her face the whole time. I thought it was her who
no,
won.
No, I'm mad.
You ain't mad.
Nah, I love him.
You sound
too happy. You better get on this Facebook and see my face. You better, well, get, you better get on the Facebook and see my face, bro. I want to win. I ain't worried about him. I want to win. Just like I was made last week, McCain won. This ain't fair.
Yeah, I'm about to start to keep this, you know what, out of Tree's house revolt, yeah. For real, I'm protesting, yeah. I'm protesting. Kane won last week. There is this week. Is it you next week, Tree? I'm trying to tell you,
I won the first week. I won the first week. It's just I didn't pick the right numbers at the bottom.
The final score is a part of it. So if you didn't pick the final score, I'm sorry, that is correct. I'm on correct side.
I would say the same thing. I would say the same thing between you and Reese. Even though, let me rub something in there. Did you hear me say Reese got 11, and you and your brother got 9?
Well, that's because Reese picked the Jets twice. That's because Reese picked the Jets twice.
She didn't pick the Jets twice.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. I can't. Darius, that's your last time, because I'm taking over.
All I'm gonna say, if you lay in the bed and rub elbows with Kel the Greek, it should rub off on you a little bit. You got my, you know.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm going to let you have that. Oh, Reese talking trash. He said that's
yeah, 11. Online.
Yeah, come on, Reese.
Enjoy yourself, baby. You know what I mean? Everybody, we got one more week, y'all. One more week.
Yes, one more freebie.
No. Yeah, one more freebie. And then we go into the regular season. And, yeah.
Yes.
It starts,
12 days, y'all.
$5. Wait, hey, 007, what's up, bro? How are you?
Man, hey, enjoying this. I'm here enjoying this show, man. I had to push my state to the side.
Yeah, you know.
You better get your push
back. What a show, man. I'm in days. Y'all understand, man.
Hey, listen. All
we love you too.
There you go. My sentiments exactly. We love you too, bro. We love you too, and thank you for being a part of the corner, man. Thank you for being a part of the corner.
That's right.
No doubt.
I'm validating everybody's calls this week, all cars. Whoever parked on the corner, I got the validation sticker.
Okay. real quick, let me go over a couple of facts. In the NFL, if y'all don't mind.
Okay.
Raiders plan to release veteran running back Kenyon Drake. The Panthers, y'all, have named Baker Mayfield as the starting quarterback for the 2022-23 season. You know, he won the job, y'all. He won the job. Bills rookie punter Matt Ariza has won the punting job over Matt Hack. So Hack has been released. Matt Hack has been released, and the Washington football team activated tight end Logan Thomas from the pup list. Thomas began camp on the pup list due to a knee injury suffered in week 13 of the 21 season. So guys are coming back to their teams, and, you know, I know a lot of us haven't been watching or really up to snuff with Logan Thomas, but I, you know, and I know we have a few people that have personal feelings against him. I'm not going to say no names, Marcus. Oh, did that slide out too?
Yeah, bro, I ain't hear nothing.
Hold on, who I got personal feelings?
I ain't
hear
nothing, Marcus.
No, Logan Thomas. I don't got a problem with Logan Thomas.
It was Jordan Reed. It was Jordan Reed.
Yeah,
right.
Jordan Reed. Take that to the bank. Jordan Reed is highly overrated. We can have that conversation.
Yeah, and we did. And you know, you hurt like two or three of my little feelings over that. But, you know, I digress. Because I love Jordan Reed. I really love Jordan Reed. But Marcus also made some points that, you know, I was blinded and unable to make, like the fact that he's no good as a blocking tight end, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, and in the league, it's important to be able to do both. So catch the ball and block, and Jordan Reed couldn't do that. So
And stay healthy more than five games.
Y'all see how Marcus is adding on? You see how Marcus is adding on?
I don't think he like him either.
Yeah.
He had potential.
Boy.
Almost doesn't count, though, baby. Almost doesn't count.
True.
Nah, hey, it's football, not horseshoes. So, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, and let me say this. Let me say this to the offensive coordinator of the Washington football team. I understand this preseason, doggone it. I understand that you don't want to show all that you have, daggone it. But you're going to have to wake me up with some of these plays, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
Our team looks like garbage. We look like garbage. And look, and Marcus and I had almost a two-hour conversation where he was explaining to me it's the preseason and they're supposed to look like this. But my question is, why in the heck does everybody else look like they not in preseason? You know?
Because they
Kansas City ain't look like preseason Saturday evening.
But Kansas City is a team that already is Kansas City got teams. They already know who they got. You know what I'm saying? Like, they already almost a full team. They just got to plug in pieces. You know what I'm saying? They just forming pieces like us. We had to play our starters because most of them was hurt last year or out, and you know they weren't playing together. So a lot of teams playing their starters only because they need them to gel together. Kansas City already gels together. You know, it's just one or two pieces with them.
You know what? That's what I was trying to say. I have somebody that I'm sure shares my same sentiment. Welcome to the corner. Washington football team historian, Mr. Kirby. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? How you doing? That's a great day to be alive.
Better, man. You sound much better, man.
Feel a whole lot better. Yes, I do. But you know the secret to good health is to think deep. You know, Kel, you need to start thinking deep. Like what would you have if you had a room, and 32 men from West Virginia in it?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not
a full,
it ain't.
get up a full set of teeth.
Well, I can't. I'm done. I am so done. You just take a fork at me over
now,
here. I'm done.
Now, listen. Everybody knows that West Virginia is the one that invented the toothbrush, because any other state it would have been called a teeth brush. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. You got to think deep, Carol. You got to learn how to think deep. You know what I mean?
Think deep. Like,
why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway? I mean, there's something wrong with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Kirby.
Yeah.
Football, yeah. Damn it. Football, man. Tell me what you saw this weekend, man. Hey, and I ain't gonna say no names, but somebody told me Doc was getting on their nerves with his commentary, man. You know.
Well, you know Doc. He's gonna keep it real. He's gonna tell you if you suck. He's gonna tell you you suck. You know.
Yeah.
But There was a lot of offensive linemen we didn't play. We didn't play Norwell and the one that goes with him on drive blocks, you know, that opens up big holes and stuff. And the play calling was very conservative, you know. But I liked the way Wentz played. I liked the way Heineke played and everything. But it just the first quarter. I was very disappointed in the first quarter and maybe the first half. But the second half was all right. But it is preseason, and they got it's a work in progress. They got a lot of work to do before they open up against Jacksonville. You know, but you can count on losing the next game to the Ravens, because they've lost the preseason game since the Civil War. You know.
But you know what the thing about it that's crazy? This will be the game that Washington wins. This will be the game that Washington wow. on foot. More points on the board than Baltimore. I mean, they just drive me crazy, personally. They just drive me crazy,
we got some banged up tight ends. We should have kept Ricky Seals-Jones, but we didn't do it. But we just got another tight end from the Rams, so. So, you know, just in case Logan Thomas isn't ready, because he rehabbing, you know, and
Why did they take him off the pup list if he still has a chance to re-injure himself?
Well, I don't know how much he'll play, if he plays at all. I think they took him off of that so he could practice a little bit and test that hamstring out and everything. You know, you just don't go for the pup list. You know, you got to kind of
I know, crawl before you walk.
Walk before you run.
And I don't really agree with you on Ricky Seals, Kirby. I think that they let him go because they realized they could have done better. But we're not going to spend this whole show on Washington,
right.
Guys.
Let me add one thing, please, and that is I'm very happy that we're going to retire Sonny Jurgensen, number 9.
Sonny. What?
Yeah, number nine.
He was quarterback when I joined when I got to be a fan in 1969 when Lombardi became our head coach. He was the quarterback.
I love Sonny.
That was the first winning season in 14 years right there. Yeah.
I love Sonny, but that ain't nothing but another Dan Snyder publicity stunt. I'm sorry. Sonny should have been retired. Been retired. What has happened that you want to retire
Riggins
Sonny
too.
Now?
Yeah.
Riggins.
Yeah.
Been retired.
Hope they don't screw it up like they did to Sean Taylor when, you know, with showing all them outhouses, idiots, you know.
Right.
Hey, y'all heard about the punter that had to take a random drug test, kicking the 80-yard punt?
What?
80 yards.
He had to take a random drug test.
I would have drug tested
the football.
3 days.
He'd have been the only player
that would have been tested 3 days in a row. Seriously. let's switch lanes.
Take a 20-yard
because I'm eager to know. 57, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. What's going on with that quarterback situation in Pittsburgh? Because I'm hearing that the youngin might you know, before this season is out, the youngin might take control of this team.
He probably will. He looks good. He's looked good in practice. He's looked good in the preseason game. But you don't want to put him out there and start him out there and then have to pull him and break his confidence. So we go ahead and let Mitch Trubisky start and see what he does for us. And then if he starts to stink up the place, maybe by game 3 or 4, you know, Pickett will end up being in the game. But right now he looks good. He looks good. He looks real good. Fans love him.
Which one you want to be out there, 57? Who you want to be out there, Trubisky or the rookie?
I started to crack a joke and say Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, Lord. I know that's right, though.
Yeah.
Bradshaw.
I agree with their plan. I agree with their plan to put Trubisky out there, because I don't want to see them put the young boy out there and he starts stakes and everything, and then they pull him and mess up his confidence. So I'd rather see them put Trubisky out there. And if we win it with Trubisky, we keep continue to finish the season with Trubisky. We just see what we got.
Yeah. Let him learn the playbook and all. Watch film.
A player's confidence is you can't stress enough how important a player's confidence is. And once that confidence has been broken, it's so hard to get it back. So I'm with you on that. Don't put the young man out there until he actually shows that he's ready for it. And you know, you just don't want to wreck his confidence. We've seen that movie a million times in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the boy that y'all got from us, I cannot believe I don't remember his name. Haskins. You know, Haskins' confidence was destroyed, rest his soul. But his confidence was destroyed here. You know, he was thought to be the next best thing, and he really wasn't ready for what it takes to be a NFL quarterback. Now, who's to say if he would have survived this year, who's to say? Maybe he would have gotten it together and, you know, would have shown and proved that he was ready. But, you know, we'll never know that now. We'll never know that now, but I truly believe that this young man's confidence was shot.
Yeah.
Because the one time he did something good, his mind was so high celebrating that he went to the sideline taking pictures when he still had to be out on the field, when he was still supposed to be out on the field. So, you know, that showed me this young man is eager to celebrate. This young man is hard. He has his heart set on celebration. So, you know, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating, but you want your quarterback on a level course. You don't want him too high. You don't want him too low. You know what I mean? Because when failure does come, it's hard for these young men to get back on track. And I think that's what happened with Dwayne. So I'm with you 100% on that 57. Let this young man mature. Let him mature, man. And if you have to use him, say Trubisky is injured or, like you say, he's just stinging up the spot. If you have to use this young man, get behind him with confidence, man. You drafted him because you knew what he could do as a quarterback. Get behind him with confidence, man. Get behind him with all confidence, you know, because I believe that young man is going to be something good with this league, you know, but you just got to give him a chance. You just have to give him a chance. And one thing I have to admit that I like about the way Pittsburgh does things, from their ownership to their head coach to their quarterback, running back, wide receiver, teammates, players, they do not give up on anyone. They believe in who they hired and who they pick, and that's who they're going to ride with. That's who they're going to move all their chips to the middle of the table with. And in a league that is known for high today, low and out the door tomorrow, Pittsburgh does not operate by that mantra. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, Dwayne Haskins situation turned out as it did because I truly wanted to see this young man successful. I cracked my jokes with 57 and mess with 57 because that's what we do. But in all honesty, I really wanted to see that young man succeed. I wanted him to have success. Of course not when he's playing us, but, you know, yeah, I wanted to see him succeed. I wanted to see him making a name for himself. So, you know, and I felt like the organization he was in was one that would allow that. Mm-hmm. Now, I have another question for you guys. Now that Carolina has named Baker Mayfield. Now that they've named Baker Mayfield as the starter, do you see Seattle going after Sam Darnold?
No.
And another wild card to that. Did you guys get a chance to see Matt Barkley playing this weekend? Barkley looked good, man. I mean, he looked
good.
Who is Barkley playing with, guys?
USC, right?
That's college. USC.
I thought you were talking about what college he came from.
I know what college.
you would still be wrong.
Well, who did he play with?
Who are we talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Saquon?
Someone named Barkley.
No. Matt Barkley is the quarterback for Buffalo. And he did play his college ball at USC. But he's playing for Buffalo now. You know, and what I saw from him, how he was moving that team, and again, I know, guys, he was playing against second-team players. It wasn't first-string guys. It was second-string. But he had that offense looking on fire. So do Matt Barkley or Sam Darnold, who do you think has a chance to land with Seattle? Because I'm going to tell you, man, if they go into the season with Geno Smith as their starting quarterback, they might as well hang it up. They may as well hang it up. Geno Smith is terrible.
First of all, I've never seen Matt Barkley play. I don't even know who that is.
Hey, he's nice. He got an arm. He is a gamer.
Yeah,
I've seen him at USC.
Yeah, he's a gamer for real.
But he did do a lot of stuff in that game. No, I'm saying he did do a lot. I didn't watch him previously. No, I didn't watch him previously. But in that game, he had a nice game in that game.
Yeah.
Sam Donald just had the kiss of death placed on him.
Say it one more time, 57.
Ain't no. I said Sam Donald just had the X placed on his chest. He was at he left a team, went to another team and became the starter. Now just lost his job to a guy that another team got rid of. He won't. Don't nobody want Sam Donald. Not as your starter.
I don't know.
Because he can't carry
on.
No,
but Tim Tebow was better than him, to me.
Exactly.
And they dogged him out.
Well, you know, they took Tim out over religious reasons, you know.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with football. And you know what? When I think of it, that proves the collusion in the NFL. Because you can say what you want, Tebow was a winner. Tim Tebow
was
a winner. And for nobody at all to give him an opportunity, that had to be a collective agreement. That had to be a collective agreement, and they said, no, we're not going to utilize his services.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know?
Everybody, no matter.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Tebow won a playoff game.
He won everything in high school, college, and then even in the NFL. When he got to the NFL, he won the playoff. He won some playoff games. He didn't, you know, go all the way there, but they won some playoff games, and he was out the first round, but he still won some games.
Right, he won. Exactly.
If y'all don't mind me saying, I think he won one big playoff game. And that was, he knocked us out of the playoffs and kept us from going to the AFC Championship game, and Denver went. He threw a long bomb. We were winning the game.
Yeah.
He threw a long bomb and beat us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, no matter who he beat, you would think with teams like Dallas, I mean, Dallas, there are rumors that Jerry Jones is thinking about Antonio Brown. You know?
No, he said no. No, he said no.
He
said I won't be calling you.
Okay.
He said no.
Okay.
Yeah, he said
no. Smart move, you know? Cause
Tim Tebow was 10 years before his time and outspoken. Right now, he was fit perfectly with the quarterbacks the way they play the game there. And he was outspoken, like you said, sis, with his religion and everything. That old right. school football didn't want him then.
Yep. That's right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
right.
Basically, they stole it from him. They stole the playbook from him because he was running the option and stuff, you know, saying in that at that time.
Okay.
He was running the option.
Okay. I mean, no argument here. No argument here at all, but like I said, it's just, you know, back to Seattle, back to Seattle. So you guys say no to Sam Darnold and Matt Barkley? No?
I mean, they want to start fresh. I would go with Matt Barkley. Why not go from the ground up? You did it with, Russell Wilson anyways. I go with Matt Barkley, and he has an arm.
Yeah. He has.
The whole team is in a rebuild, so why not?
I know you don't
want to
hear this.
Go ahead.
But Jimmy G gonna end up in Seattle. Might as well get
ready
for it.
So.
Well, I don't think so because they already said they don't even want to talk to us about him.
Yeah.
They don't even want to talk.
Who Seattle doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
Seattle.
They don't
want to
talk.
I think it's
Bro, a smoke ring. We not giving Jimmy G to Seattle, somebody in our own division. Are you tripping?
Sis, from what I've seen, y'all don't need Jimmy G. That's the rookie y'all got back there looks good. Y'all don't need Jimmy G.
I know we don't need him, but it's like a security blanket, at least for the first year. We still got him for the first year. Laying on his
True.
Contract, his last year. Then after this, we'll do what you go. Do whatever you want to do.
Why would you pay a backup $23 million?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not going to pay that much money for Jimmy G. Not to sit on the bench.
That's an expensive blanket.
They already paying him. He's going to be there. They're not going to get rid of him. Y'all can say what y'all want to say.
Why would he go anyways when you got Trent Williams as your left tackle that, you know, blocks along the way? So I wouldn't go nowhere either. You went to two NFC championship games.
He's not
going to
have
nowhere.
A choice in the matter. He doesn't have a choice in the matter. It just depends on what San Francisco wants to do.
That's right. Business is business.
That's right.
That's what he's saying.
Well,
explain to me this: how we can bet on the regular season here? How much money I got to come up with? I just want to make sure that Ronnie's not the treasurer, you know.
Kirby, I can guarantee you, Kirby, that Ron will not be in charge of any money at all. You know?
What they trying to say about you, Ron?
Debo, you know what? Yeah, we serious. And Ronnie know we serious. We love him. Love him to death. But, no, Ronnie not going to deal with yeah. Debo said that Seattle is tanking this season. That Seattle will be tanking.
I bet you he would say
season.
That.
I don't know. I've never been one who believes in that. I mean, the season hasn't even started yet, and we're getting that T word, you know? To me, that is just not right. It's too early. Too early to say that. I believe that, and it's not like Seattle is really a whole lot of players away. I believe if you get better quarterback play, somebody that these guys can get behind. I don't think they like I don't think they like Geno Smith. I really don't. You know?
Oh, okay.
I don't think they like Geno Smith, and from different stories and things that have gone on with Geno Smith, I can understand why they don't. You know, unless that man has had a come to Jesus moment, Geno Smith is a serious a-hole. A serious a-hole. And who's always thought of himself higher than he really is. So, you know, people like that have a tendency to turn others off, to make others stay away from them. So,
Aaron Rodgers is a-hole, but we love him.
No, all of us don't. No, all of us don't, and I was.
I don't either. It's a joke.
He an
a-hole.
He an
a-hole.
Majority of people do. They love him. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
And he a king a-hole.
Very much so. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to be like him, but they don't love him that much, huh?
Why wouldn't I say that Geno Smith and Drew Locke are fighting for the one spot when they should be competing for the practice squad? Go ahead, Kay.
Go ahead.
Kev,
you
have
the last word,
Kirby. Yeah, well, Kev always calling people names. You know, he call me Jackass. He always call me that.
I can't. I love you, Kirby. I love you. I don't know what I'd do without you, Kirby.
You know.
And on that note,
y'all,
we love y'all so very much.
He
and
all.
On that note. I can't with him. I can't even get it out.
Yeah.
I can't. Kel and Key would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner.
Yes.
Kel and Mati would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kel and Mati, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here in Kel's Corner is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kel's Corner at Facebook and on Instagram. And we have a special birthday, you guys. We have a special birthday to one of the listeners, Gerald Spate. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Gerald. Happy birthday from us. Here at Kel's Corner to you, wherever you are. We love you. We love you, and we love you guys. Kel, you have the last word.
Hey. If you love them, they should know it. We'll get up with y'all Thursday. Be ready. Prepare yourself. Hey, y'all. Seriously, y'all. I need some help. We got to get this victory out of tree household. You understand me? That is our mission for this week, cornering, my Kel cornering. We got to get this victory out of Tree's house. Mama, you online? Mama, I want to see you win. You know what I mean? I want to see you win. Look, you get a victory. Everybody, let's have a good one. You guys enjoy your Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back Thursday, and we're going to do it again.
Let's do it in the morning. Sweet dreams in the summertime. Feel your sweet face all laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight. Good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing. Just getting good.
I like you, lady. So